Howdy, 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 howdy.
We are back. We are the Gore Ghouls.
Mm-hmm. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Sam.
Woo!
Happy October, everybody.
Yeah, we're halfway through it, right?
Yeah, it's more than halfway. Halloween's next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it's like 20th something now.
Yep.
Jesus.
It's the 23rd.
Yeah.
So, sorry we've kept you waiting.
Mm-hmm. Always busy. Sorry. Yeah,
October is extremely packed.
Yeah.
Been to Halloween Horror Nights, I think, like 10 times?
Yes.
Something like that.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. It's been very crazy busy. Like, what's funny is we've only had 4 events. I have a food truck. And yet I feel like I've not had any time.
No, I know.
Like, it's insane.
No, it is. I mean, it's never a chore to fit in Halloween Horror Nights, but it just feels like it's a business. And you're like, oh, like, we need to make time to do this. And, like, we haven't been able to do, like, any of the cornfield stuff or all that stuff that we usually do. But it's fine because Halloween Horror Nights has been super amazing.
Well, and I feel like we've definitely gotten our money's worth.
Oh, yeah. And this year, for whatever reason, it has been packed.
Yeah. We went... When did we go? Sunday?
You guys went Sunday.
It wasn't too bad in the beginning, and then it was, like, boom.
Yes.
It was insane.
That's how it was. Well, we went on Wednesday or Thursday or something like that. I can't remember. We went during the week. Packed.
Yeah.
I was like, don't these people, like, I know we're there, but, like, don't these people have, like, jobs or, like, there's school tomorrow. It had to have been, like, Thursday, I think. But packed.
It's really good, though. I think that's why is that it's such a good lineup of houses.
I guess so.
That people just are excited about it.
But we did figure something out. We got real smart, like, last time that we went, and we timed Stranger Things, because it's always been, like, 2 hours, at least an hour and a half, period, at least. So, whatever, we had dedicated a night to that, just in case, and we went, and we timed it, and it was 45 minutes in line.
Yep.
So, to our calculations, there were 6 empty rows, and then we started the line, every row's about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, we figured that out.
Yeah, so when it says 120 or 150 or whatever, it's definitely not that.
No, it's probably 85 minutes.
Yeah.
Roughly.
So, you can go, we think it's because they want to sell more
Express passes. Yeah. Yes.
So,
that was really smart. I never thought about that, and Preston brought it up, and it makes total sense, because when we went in Halloween, it was 70 minutes, and it was 70 minutes.
Yeah, we waited. Well, we went and we got in line before it closed. It was before it was open, because for whatever reason, that house opens later than all the other ones did.
Oh, maybe they had a problem.
So we got in line, and then it was probably about 15 minutes before they opened the doors, and then 15 minutes in line.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But that's mostly just you waiting anyhow.
Yeah.
So that's not bad at all. No, ours, it said 70 minutes, and it was 70 minutes. Did yours have a, where they didn't keep it continuous, they closed the door?
Not that I saw.
Okay, because when we went through Halloween and you got inside, like, the Shrek standing area where there's actually the TVs, they let so many people in from Express and Normal Line, and then they shut the doors for, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, I didn't see that. Maybe it was just so many people they had to do that to stop it.
I was wondering about that.
Because it's normally just a continuous line.
That's what I thought, too. And we noticed when we were outside waiting that you would move, like, a row and a half you would move, and then we'd stand there for 10 or 15 minutes. And then you would move a row and a half, and then you'd stand there for 10 minutes.
Huh.
And when we actually got inside, and Brian's like, I don't even see where we enter, and then the doors open.
Oh.
And all these people flooded in, and then they closed. And we were standing there for 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
It might be a, well, and it is inside Shrek. Maybe that has, like, a
capacity
rule or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Or on the backstage of Shrek. I honestly don't know where it is in Shrek.
I'm pretty sure it's in Shrek.
Like, in it?
Yeah. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
Do they just close the ride down the rest of...
I don't know. That's why we think that it opens later than the other ones, is because they have to set it up. Or at least set up the parts that are where Shrek is.
Oh my god, that has to be like...
So, I don't know how they do it, but it's definitely in parts of Shrek. It may not be in, like, the theater.
Actual.
But it might... Where you stand in the beginning and stuff, like, I don't see how that you could go in that
building. I was gonna say, because that's the door that you go in for Shrek.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But...
Whew, that just made me tired.
Yeah, so, we've been in most of the houses now.
Yeah, so we have Scary Tales and Blumhouse.
Yeah, those are the ones that... Thursday we're going to go.
Yeah.
Are you coming Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. sorry. Making plans.
Stranger Things is amazing. It's definitely worth the wait. We were ready. Mm-hmm. I mean, 90 minutes we would have been happy too, but it's definitely worth the wait. It is absolutely amazing.
It is very, very, very good.
Slaughterhouse Cinema is so much fun.
It really is. I, both times, when we went through it the first time and when I went through with Mom and Dad, got the same air. Blown at me both times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the same exact spot to where I screamed, probably in this little girl's face, both times.
Oh, my God. It was crazy because Sam's in front of me, and her hair did the most, like, perfect slow motion CGI of it being, like, blown up into the air. But it looked like it was Paranormal Activity 3 style. Like, it lifted in the air, and it was just like, how is that happening? And it was just from, like, this smoke thing.
It was like a giant gust of air.
Oh, my God, that was it was the funniest thing. And then you, like, whipped around. Well, it literally looked like someone grabbed your hair.
Yeah. Because
it went straight up in the air.
Yeah.
And, like, you whipped around. That's so funny. It must be the perfect height.
Yeah, it does. And it was, like, both times it was the perfect timing for that to happen.
Did you did you go like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I was like, come on.
Oh, that's great. Slaughterhouse Cinema is super, super fun. Yeah, Poltergeist was really cool.
I liked Poltergeist a
Poltergeist
lot.
Poltergeist was cool. They had a lot of illusion-y stuff, which was really fun.
Halloween is really good.
It's really good. It is crazy, just Michaels everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, freaking Michaels.
There's one part where you're walking down like a hallway and it's a mirror. And as you're looking at the Michael that's in the mirror, he's right beside you.
Yes.
So I don't know how they do that, but
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, there he is. And I'm like, oh my God, there he is.
Yeah. He doesn't want to admit that, but he jumped so high.
Yeah. Like, you don't, because you're looking at him in the mirror and it's like, oh, there he is. And it's like, nope, he's right there.
That was, it was cool.
Yeah.
That stuff. They actually, I got to say, like, Trick or Treat, all of them have really cool illusions in these houses.
Yeah. Well, like, when they actually shoot Sam.
Yes.
And he disappears.
But he looks so real up there. And, like, we actually had, when I went through Stranger Things with him, we had perfect timing again for the school.
For the school thing?
Perfect timing. Because I was like, if we come up to the school, we need to wait a second.
Yeah.
And, no, like, we turned the corner and it, like, one, two, and then, like, went. Oh, so cool. It's so cool. Yeah, so they've got a lot of illusions in these houses, which is very smart and really effective. I think it's super effective.
Yeah, well, and then you get to enjoy what you're looking at as well as, like, be scared by it, too.
Yes, yeah, so that's been really fun. So hopefully on the next podcast, we can get through Scary Tales and Blumhouse, which will be interesting. Mm-hmm. They only mention Happy Death Day and
The first purge.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if they're just like, no, these are like the main ones, and maybe they'll have some other, there's so many Blumhouse movies like sprinkled in, but I'm interested in it. I love Happy Death Day. Did you get the trailer before the movie? Oh, I'm so excited.
Me too.
I didn't know how they were going to do it. And me and him were like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Where I am it's okay. Like, it's somebody a continuation. Else goes through it. Yeah. Just like,
somebody else goes through it and now she has to save everybody.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm okay with that.
And I really like the girl. I think it's funny that in the commercial, they use the In the Club from 50 Cent.
Yes.
Because that was in the first commercial, but then it wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that this time they use it for the movie, not just the trailer.
It looks so good. I'm super excited.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
So we're here to talk about
Halloween.
It's just Halloween, isn't it? They don't have, like, a resurgence for, like, nothing.
It's just Halloween. I've been distinguishing by Halloween 1978, Halloween 2018.
Okay, I've heard Carpenter's Halloween, Zombie's Halloween, and then now they're saying Curtis Halloween.
Okay.
Just because she's, like, such a staple to it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of heard, like, Carpenter's Halloween and Zombie being, like, that's how they distinguish.
Yeah.
But, so this one has been a little confusing. But
yeah.
Yes.
It was awesome. Like,
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert right now, because,
like,
we are going to talk about it.
And this will be, like, we're going to talk about this up until the end of the podcast. So if you just wanted to listen about the houses, you can definitely, like, just turn it off now.
Yeah. Because, and then come back once you've watched it.
Yeah, because we're talk about this up until the end of the podcast.
Yeah, this is our sort of review of Halloween.
Okay, so why don't we start with just, like, what were your, like, expectations or your thoughts or anything before you went in? Hopes, desires, expectations, excitement, like, that kind of thing. Let's start there.
I wanted it to be like the first one.
Okay.
Where he is this force of nature. He's not a person. You don't see his childhood. You don't care about his childhood. He's just this, like, maniac that went crazy.
Yes.
And decided to kill his sister. Escaped. Killed Lori's friends. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, we were Preston and I were talking about it the other day. When we were younger, when Halloween came out, Rob Zombie's Halloween came out.
Yeah.
We were excited for the look into Michael Myers' past.
We loved it.
I was very excited. The other day I went to put it on because I DVR'd all of the Halloweens because AMC has their Fear Fest. So okay. It's all on. So
do they play like all of them?
Yeah.
Like literally, it's literally it's all of them.
Okay. They play all of John Carpenter's ones.
So all
ones,
six.
And then, yeah. And then they go to Rob Zombie's two.
Okay.
One, but two. So
technically one, even though the one nowadays, yeah. When I look back is.
So I put it on and I'm like, oh, I really like, cause I really like the Lori. I like that, Danielle Harris is Annie in that. And,
yeah.
And I like that Brad Dourif is the cop.
There were some callbacks that were really exciting.
So, and then I put it on and I'm like, oh my God, I have to sit through an hour of this kid. You know what I mean? Whereas before, as when we were younger, it was like, oh my God, it's so cool. It's so edgy. I want to see. I don't want Michael Myers as a person. He's not a person.
Yeah.
He's a force of nature that these people have to deal with.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, he is like.
Well, how much is it stressed with any psychiatrist that he has?
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing.
We don't know
there.
Anything about him.
Exactly.
He's nothing. There's nothing behind his eyes. There's nothing in. Yeah. He doesn't speak.
Even Loomis in. Rob Zombie's Halloween talks about how eventually it gets to the point where there's nothing behind his eyes. But it's like, but no, because we've seen this kid who loves his mom, loves his baby sister, and then is basically abused to become Michael Myers. Obviously, he's Michael Myers, but become the shape. You know what I mean? And it's like, but no, because when you see him in the psychiatric hospital in Rob Zombie's Halloween, he's not. He becomes that based on abuse. He obviously kills his sister and the guy and the stepdad and all that kind of stuff because of the abuse that he deals with at home. But then it seems like there's somewhat of a kind of an abuse going on at the psychiatric hospital, which pushes him over to the edge where he doesn't talk. He wants the masks. He wants to kill
yeah.
people. And I don't... They It made him too human.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you
no.
know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I was very disappointed when I put it on. I was like, shit. I have to wait an hour before I get to the part where I want to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
But my expectations for this one, I wanted it to be a very big callback. Because they wanted to get rid of all the other movies. That's fine.
Yeah, this one starts at 2,
yeah,
technically.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the sequel to the first 1978 one, technically.
Yeah.
I wanted, if you're going to do that, it's got to be good.
Yeah, it does.
If you want to, because I love all of the Halloween movies.
Yeah, you're really into them.
Yeah, like, I know we talked about 6 on the first podcast that we ever did, but,
It's
weird.
It's fine.
But, like, the canon of all the second, the third, the, not really the third, the second, the fourth, the fifth, I love Jamie, like, I love those ones.
The whole story
like,
of
if
everything.
You're gonna get rid of all those, you better make it worth my while.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I get it. Yeah, so you were excited, but you had a chip on your shoulder a
yeah,
bit. Yeah,
and I didn't like that in the commercials they said, like, oh no, like, he's not her brother, that was just a rumor that people made up.
To make them feel
to
better
To make them
or
feel
something.
Better, yeah. So I was like, okay, like... I'll go in, but very, like, skeptical.
So why do they say, I mean, so they say that because they're kind of telling you that the second one doesn't count?
Yeah, that nothing that you know as canon counts.
See, and that's, yeah, that's where I felt a little defensive watching the trailer, which mm-hmm. I only watched once. I don't like watching trailers, but I was mm-hmm. very excited about this one. I
yeah.
wanted to watch it. And I kind of had that, like, hair up my ass where it was like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
No. Like, the fact is
like, that was the twist of the series, basically.
And it was kind
of, like,
yeah, and it was always, like, I have this theory, obviously they don't make Jason movies anymore, but I have this theory with Jason and with Michael Myers, that the only people that could kill them would be somebody who's related to them.
Okay.
The only person who could kill Jason would be his mom.
Okay.
The only person that could kill Michael Myers completely for good would be Jamie Lee Curtis, like Laurie Strode.
As
his sister. Because, like I said, it's just a stupid theory. It's not, obviously, it's not canon. It's not anything to do with it. But because he's such a force of nature for other people to deal with, but she somehow is able to, like,
yeah, yeah.
make it happen, you know, where she can wound him. Like,
so it'd be one of those things, like, it would be okay to you that, like, if they made another Friday the 13th, and say it's like, you have an aunt.
Yeah.
And she could be like...
Yep.
And he'd be like...
It would finally...
For you, it would feel like, that makes sense.
Exactly.
That does make sense.
It's like somebody in his bloodline...
I get that.
That looks like his mom. Or gotcha. Whatever. Or
something. Just...
Yeah, they could kill
Jason. That, I would be happy. I would be super happy with that, with a Halloween that... You know, in the realm said that Jamie Lee Curtis was his sister. If it was just one of those, like, you're done, and it's like, yeah, because they're, you know, like,
yeah.
Fire with fire kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, he's the only, like, yeah. Well, it's almost kind of, I know you don't like Harry Potter, but where the only person who can kill Voldemort is Harry, and the only person who
because
can
he
kill
has
Harry
a,
is Voldemort.
Because he has a piece of Voldemort in him?
Yeah.
Why do I know this stuff when I haven't watched the movie?
But you know what I mean? Like, they're the only two, no, they won't die. Unless the other one kills them.
Okay, got it.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that's kind of what
that,
I...
No, that...
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so, you liked it.
I loved it.
Okay, so what are some of your, like, highlights kind of thing?
I loved that...
If you don't say the black kid first,
I
we're
know.
Not friends anymore. Because that...
I turned to Preston in the movie theater and I went... He's the new Ronnie. And Preston went, he's way better than Ronnie.
He might be. I swear to God, I want to track that kid. He is the next Chappelle. He's the next freaking, like, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
That kid
he's
is going someplace.
I didn't appreciate... I really like the kid, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I thought that once the babysitter was being attacked by Michael,
the
it
goofy
should've
still
stopped.
Yeah, I know.
You
I get
know what
that.
I mean?
It was when he ran past the baby, the boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was like...
It could have been... It
like, there
to
should
be
more crying
scarier.
And screaming, and, like, he's... Now he's scared, and he's running,
exactly.
And he saw what's happened to...
Yeah.
I get it. No, I thought the same thing, because when he said his little one-liner running past a boyfriend, I
yeah.
was like...
Yeah. Like, that was the only thing, is at that point, like, that was one of the best kills of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's so unexpected.
It is.
Well, it's not unexpected for us, but for her, it was unexpected. I feel like the comedy should definitely stop there so that the action and the gore could have been
I had the same
front
thought.
And center.
I had the same thought. Because it was it was actually a very, minus even his comedy, it was a very tense scene.
Mm-hmm.
And he, man, this Michael, he is quick.
Yeah.
He is focused.
You know who it is, right? It's Tobe Hopper. It's the guy from the very first one that when you see Michael's face for that split second in the first Halloween.
Okay.
He's the one playing Michael.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
I very much appreciate
amazing.
That.
I didn't look up on IMDb. To me.
Is his name Tobe Hopper? Let me
from the
up.
Side, he looked like the guy from Don't Breathe.
Yeah. And he's in Salem, too.
I haven't watched that.
Is it Tobe Hopper? Nope, I fucked up. I apologize. Tobe Hopper is Leatherface. Whoop.
Toby Hooper.
Let me see who Michael Myers is. I apologize. It's a name that I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is...
Say, Tobe Hopper.
Tony Moran. I apologize.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I know. Tobe Hopper was just in my mind. Hooper.
Toby Hooper. SpongeBob
so
SquarePants.
What did I just say?
Idea.
Tony Moran, but he's the guy.
That's so
he doesn't
cool.
play Michael Myers in the first one.
Okay,
but when you see his face, that's him.
So he's
in,
like
he's like the
face
one.
Of Michael Myers,
yes.
quote unquote.
So they brought him back.
So that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked how focused he was.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he went to kill someone, there was no pussyfooting around
no,
anything.
It was you're done.
He very much like, hey, who are you? And by the time they got you out,
yeah,
they were six. Deep fate, like feet deep in cement,
yeah,
kind of thing. Like,
well, like with the lady in the kitchen with a hammer,
he was amazing.
He walks through, gets the hammer, goes in the kitchen, and kills her. Boom, done.
And see, I love that because, like, one of the other podcasts I listened to, they had talked about before the useless scene, like in the old Halloweens of the woman. With this, like, comically big piece of ham making sandwich
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, and that's how Michael gets his
it's
knife.
The butcher knife, yeah.
But he doesn't kill her. She, like, turns around, and she's like,
it's
the
gone.
Knife's gone. Like,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. This movie, minus, like, you legit don't need to see any of the other movies.
No.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
Just know that Laurie was attacked by him.
Yeah, and he killed her. Fine.
Very traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
Very traumatic. All the callbacks in it.
Yeah.
So slight. and so well done. Yeah. You never felt like you were out of the loop. Mm-hmm. Never felt like you were out of the loop. If you were seeing it for the first time, it was just a scene.
Yeah.
You know, same with the girlfriend in the boys', in the boys' room.
Yeah.
When the cops find her and the cops find the boyfriend, mm-hmm. the boyfriend and the girlfriend. Huge callback.
Yeah. With the sheet over her head and him.
And then he's up on the wall.
Up on the wall, yeah.
But so, who cares? If mm-hmm. you had never seen it before, it was just really cool kills.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the ham scene with the knife. I think it's so cool that they did it the same way. That he didn't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
However. I think that stuff was really cool. Even when they're meeting him in the beginning, like, I had such, like, a ball in my chest with him, like, holding the mask out. I was
waiting for something to happen.
Yes. And I just love that he doesn't react. There's nothing there.
Yeah, no.
He's totally caged.
I didn't want it to be...
And then when he gets uncaged,
yeah,
it's done.
I didn't want it to be...
He, like, turns around.
Exactly. That's my mask. Like,
yeah. It was so well done, and I really like the little bit of difference in just, like, the way the characters speak to each other. Little boy with the dad, when they find the van, they're going hunting or whatever, and he's like,
oh,
I have dance class.
Yeah.
And the dad's like, well, I want, and he's like, no, I want to spend time with you too, but yeah. I have dance class, like, maybe we could do.
So it's like hunting and dance.
It was just, like, it's very, like, new age and it's modern, mm-hmm. and the dad is not being mean to the son.
No, he doesn't care that he's taking dance.
The son isn't being, like, screw you, Pa, like, this is stupid. He's just very, like, it's just normal people. Everybody in this movie is very normal.
Yeah.
Very normal. Even the boyfriend and the girlfriend. Kind of potheads.
Yeah. One thing I, well, like.
17 or 18.
One thing I said to Preston is that nobody in this movie is, like.
Over the top.
Drop dead gorgeous.
That too.
Like, I believe Lori's granddaughter, gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
But she's.
But not fake.
Yeah.
She's not, like. A 24-year-old that's definitely had a boob job.
Yeah, like, they're all playing. Very, like, average. Not average. No. That sounds bad. They're attractive.
They're very
people,
attractive.
But they're, like, attainable attractive.
It is attainable.
Where it's like, oh my god, I could be my friend in high school.
But that's the thing. And, like, at the end of the day, like, especially with, like, the guys and stuff, I feel like women were always, like, kind of overplayed. But sometimes, if they had a good enough body, they'd kind of get a horse face.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend, what the hell was her name? The granddaughter.
The granddaughter is Allie, I think.
Yeah. Her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, what?
Yeah.
He was so.
Well, and then her
so
friend,
unattractive.
The guy friend that was like a devil.
Yeah.
Like, neither of them are.
He
like,
was hard to look at. I'm not gonna lie. But.
They were both like the nerdy kind of kids that you see in
high
school.
Yeah. But then, you know, in the same token, the women weren't. Crazy. And
yeah.
It was really cool to see Judy Greer.
Mm-hmm.
Always
I like
love
her.
Her.
A lot. Yeah.
Always love her. And the comedy with her husband, oh my god.
Yeah.
He was so.
Yeah.
He was so funny. There was just some like really great stuff in this. And Jamie Lee Curtis is.
Fantastic.
She is the scream queen. Mm-hmm.
Before
goddess.
We talk about her, I had. There's one scene. So after Michael takes the hammer. Goes into the kitchen and kills the lady, grabs a knife.
Yeah.
He walks out, goes to another house.
Yes.
Where the lady's gotten a phone call that Michael Myers has escaped.
Yes.
And then he slits her throat.
Yes.
She looks more scared than most people who have heard that Michael Myers is out.
Yeah.
So she goes to the curtains to turn the blinds down, and as she does, he slices her throat, comes up behind her and slices her throat. Is that Lindsay from the first one?
Lindsay.
The little girl that's with Tommy Doyle when she's babysitting.
Uh-huh.
Annie brings over for Lori to babysit the little girl that she's babysitting so that Annie can be with Paul.
Yeah.
So there's the little girl.
She is
and
in the
Tommy
shirt.
Tommy Doyle. Is it her? They don't talk about it. They don't say her name. But everybody else who finds out that Michael Myers is missing, the sheriff with the cowboy hat, the sheriff that was there, even she literally. It's like she knows that he's coming for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a very, and he goes straight to that house. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't fuck around. He goes straight to that house, and he wants her dead.
Yeah, I wondered that, because I thought that was really weird. And even, like, Brian had said, like, Why like, is he going why after her?
Exactly. So I think that that's Lindsay Really? Wallace. I could be wrong. They don't talk about it. They don't mention it. Nobody talks about her name. But it's like I have a feeling that it's Laurie Strode on the phone calling Lindsay to let her know like that Michael's out.
Like a time hop kind of thing.
Yeah, because they're, you know, they went through this shared trauma together. Like, she's much younger than Laurie is. She's about, I would say, a little bit older than Judy Greer in the movie.
Yeah.
But not old enough to be Jamie Lee Curtis's age.
Yeah.
I could be, like I said, I could be completely off base because they don't talk about it at all. They don't mention her name, nothing.
That would be roughly like a 12-year difference because the kids should be 6 to 8, right?
Yeah, something like that. It's so hard to tell. And she's 18 or 17 or something like that in the first movie. But that was my...
Yeah, so there could be a 12-year difference. Mm-hmm. Like, she would be full-on adult, but not...
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was my... When we saw that scene, and it seems... If you don't have that connection of it, maybe it's Lindsay.
Now, see, he thought it was Lori's house. He wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But he said, like, doesn't that kind of look like her house?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
The only thing, like I said, the only thing that made me think for sure that it might be Lindsay was that she gets the phone call that he's out.
And starts running
around.
And
then starts, like what you would do to, like, prepare for a hurricane. You know what I mean? Where it's, like, check all the windows,
but
check the
doors,
check
the
everything.
But the gravity of the situation isn't the same as Jamie Lee Curtis because she was a child.
Exactly.
So it was just, like, boogeyman crying, maybe a couple months of being scared, and then...
And he didn't go after her friends. You know what I mean? Like,
she was in a closet most of that time, too.
Exactly. But she has this shared trauma.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be insane.
Yeah. So I'm hoping... Like I said, I haven't seen any articles where they're like, oh, did anybody catch this? So I feel like I'm kind of, like, out here in the ocean by myself.
We need a AMA.
Yeah.
With the director stat.
Yeah.
Stat.
Yeah. But that was my first thought. Like I said, because it seems like every single person that finds out, you know, sporadically that Michael has gotten out, they're a little freaked out, but it's like, how am I supposed to cancel Halloween? Or how is this? Or we just need to be out. We need to be watching. We need to be all of this kind of thing. And then with her, it's like, oh my God. And then she literally goes to the window to check that nobody's there.
Yeah.
And close the blinds. And before she can do it, obviously she's murdered.
Oh my God. That is such a good theory.
I know.
I think you're onto something.
Right? And I think it's just really... like a little like... We gotcha. You know what I mean?
But again, so smart, because if you're right, mm-hmm. that is a great fan service.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
It was just a great scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was out of place.
Yeah, because, like, why are we... Obviously, he showed the hammer person, the hammer lady, to get the knife, like he did with the ham sandwich and stuff like that. But that lady in particular, he went straight to that house to kill her.
Well, that's why he said, is that... Laurie's old house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't remember what it looks like. That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would be super freaking cool because she's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows that stuff yet.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, he's out? Okay. And then it's, let me check all the doors and windows.
I guess we have to go see it again just
to
check.
I know. How unfortunate.
I know. So unfortunate. The movie is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It is so fun. It, even the second opening credits start, I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
With the pumpkin.
Where it comes back to life.
Yeah. I was
that.
Like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This means a lot to me.
Yeah.
The same.
They're not stepping on any toes.
Nope.
They're not trying to fuck around with
nope.
it.
Nope. And, you know, you worry in the beginning. Not worry. But you wonder where it's going to go with the podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're podcasters. And you're like, oof.
Now we got to listen to
people. Is this
going to
turn into, like, a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're being. Nope. It just a little story. A lot of little stories here and there.
It's almost to connect Michael and Laurie together.
Just
again.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
And
to get him back his mask, obviously.
Yeah. It was amazing. And the spotlight thing with the boy, her, like, just boyfriend's friend, the fat kid.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's a weird moment because he's being so funny with him. Mm-hmm. He's like, you ever like a girl? You can't have her.
Because he thinks it's the guy
that owns the house. And it's kind of funny, but you're like...
You
like, I wonder if Michael's
gonna
just going to pass him by.
Yeah.
Because this kid seems super drunk.
I didn't think that he was going to kill him.
I thought he was going to pass him by.
I did.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, yeah, I saw a guy that looked like that earlier. I thought,
yeah, he like was going to help the cops, you know, find him.
No, Michael is relentless in this movie.
I think that because he is so quick. Lori was his loose end from the first one. He doesn't want to leave any more loose ends.
He's done.
He doesn't want to come back in 40 years to kill the devil, like the devil kid. The fat devil kid, or I'm sorry, chubby devil kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just, who talks about
how he had a run-in with Mike Myers one day. Yeah. He wants everybody just gone.
Yeah, he is a force to be reckoned with, and it was great. It was really great.
What did you think of the twist where the doctor
was a little obsessed with him? I started to get some Cult of Chucky, like, moments where I was like, oh, God, don't. But to me, it made sense. He was so obsessive about him in that sense. Not the way that Loomis was very much like, we need to keep an eye on him. Mm-hmm. And then, because before, I mean, when Michael got out before, Loomis was, and I know that you technically this doesn't count.
But even in the first one, he's the same way.
Yeah.
Where you gotta kill him. You can't, there's nothing else to do other than just shoot him on sight.
I liked that. I liked that it was just like, no, Loomis handed him over to me. And even then, it almost is like Loomis was doing everything wrong. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, and then when he's in the cop car and he says to the cop, look, he's state property or something, like he's a ward of the state.
Yeah.
You can't kill him.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, he's already.
That's not how that works.
He's literally already got like six people killed under his belt.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't. No, rules are out the window. Happen. It's not going to happen.
We're not going to take Michael Myers in alive.
I don't think this. It's going to be the state versus this cop next week in court.
Like, they don't
why
care.
Did you kill him? He's a property of the state.
Yeah.
Like, no. But no, I that twist. It did. I was. It hurt. Because that cop is like,
I love him.
You know,
he's in everything.
He's in it. And I like him in everything he's in. He's always a cop or a worried dad. Mm-hmm. And he was in the beginning. You know, it was really cool to have that callback. Like, oh, it's the cop from, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then, so what happens to him was kind of like, God damn it. But I really, really liked when he was like, just say something, Michael. He wanted Michael to talk. And Michael's like, yeah, no.
Yeah. And the doctor meant nothing to him. It
didn't. Relentless. Yeah. His obsession with him
was not.
They really showed in this what Loomis talked about. Mm-hmm. Because there is nothing.
No. He's just a killing machine.
Yeah. There is nothing behind Michael. It is insane. So, at the end, when they show the basement, and he's not standing there, what do you think?
What do you mean?
When the basement's on fire.
Oh, is he not standing there?
He's not standing there anymore.
I don't know. I don't think, from what I've gathered, I don't think that they're going to make another one. But you know what? Maybe they will.
We get into that mindset where it's about making another one. Mm-hmm. I think it was a very, because both of us watching it went, whew.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
They don't even need to make another one. Just having where he was standing engulfed in flames and there's nothing on the floor.
And you know.
He's just gone.
Yeah.
Michael is unstoppable.
Yeah.
It is like the perfect little, without putting the words on screen, Michael is unstoppable.
Well, we know that it took 40 years for him to escape or even want to, because I feel like he could have at any time. It was like, he can go another 40 years before he kills. Obviously, he's old, but he can go another 20 years before he decides he wants to kill again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
I just, you know, I don't even care about a sequel or anything. I just thought it was a really nice little, like, kiss of the chef kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, Michael's unstoppable. Is he on the ground? Did he die? Did he move?
Yeah.
Where's he at? You never know where Michael's at.
He's trying to get out of the window or
whatever. Just, you know, it was really cool. I like Judy Greer's little, like, I can't do this without you, Mom.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, gotcha.
Yeah,
like,
and then shoots him.
You know, just, of course, Laurie Strode has a strong daughter. Mm-hmm. And she's not strong in this movie in parts. She's got weak spots, and she's scared.
She's very, very heavy mental illness from, obviously, post-traumatic stress disorder.
So, it really is a great movie. I thought it was so well done. I loved that a lot of the scenes had callbacks throughout the series. so tastefully done, not shoved down your throat.
Yeah.
Not, like, wink. Just, it was a normal movie. You don't need to see the other ones. You really don't need to see the other ones to enjoy this one completely. But if you've seen the other ones, you're gonna have a lot of fun being like, that's cool. Here it comes. Yeah.
One thing that I did want to mention is, I can't remember if her friend who gets murdered is a cheerleader, but she's wearing the Riverdale Vixens.
Did she?
Like, the yellow baseball shirt.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I can't remember if they said that she was a cheerleader. She was not a cheerleader. But she's wearing the yellow Riverdale shirt. So, I don't know. I thought that was cool. I don't. It's probably just their choice of wardrobe.
But there was a group of girls at Halloween Horror Nights the other night when we went.
Riverdale shirts on.
Shirts and the shorts and stuff. Probably more of an appropriate age for them to be watching it, but
yeah,
it was still pretty cool.
Whatever. We love Riverdale.
No shame.
But yeah, so I would give this movie a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, you think it's... No, I'm in that 7-8 area, mm-hmm. for sure.
I think it's excellent.
I the first watch through, like, I honestly can't call back to anything where I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But, I would say definitely in that 8 area, mm-hmm. I would give it. I know you like Halloween a lot more than I do, but this... Yeah,
Michael Myers is my favorite.
This was super enjoyable.
Yeah.
Super enjoyable.
I enjoyed it. Like, I really...
I want to see it again.
I may, when the pumpkin came up, I may have shed a tear, because I was very excited.
I was very thankful for that, mm-hmm. extremely thankful. Same way I felt when I saw the Thing prequel come up, and it was the same, like, lettering and the burning and stuff. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I want. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of fan service and a little bit of a nod towards
that you know what that we want to see is. It. But we're still skeptical, and that you're not going to fuck up one of our favorite franchises.
They did a great job. Mm-hmm. They did an amazing job. I thought it was really, really good. So yeah. I'm excited. I'm very excited about anything that either this team does. If they do a sequel, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
If it's not, I think it's it's going to be actually probably a really cool thing to watch Halloween and then watch that one.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think that they...
Almost like a documentary.
Yeah, they didn't... I was okay. Oh, and they also had the silver shamrock masks.
Yes.
When they were trick-or-treating.
I did see that. They need to nod towards number 3. No one that wasn't, like, in theaters at that time is mad about the third movie.
No.
I understand if you went to theaters at that time.
Thinking it was a Michael Myers movie.
And you sat through the whole thing and you go, that motherfucker's not even gonna, like, pop out.
Yeah.
You can have all the hatred you want.
Mm-hmm.
But number 3 is totally fine. So I did, it's like, fun. Again, that's another thing. You don't need to see any of them.
No, not at all.
It's just a little nod.
Yeah, and it's a very Halloween movie. Yes. Like, it's a very good, like Halloween Town and stuff, where it's heavily, heavily themed Halloween.
No, it's all smack dab in the middle of Halloween. So it's perfect. And they're at a Halloween dance in school and all kinds mm-hmm. of stuff. So... This is perfect to add to your Halloween lineup.
Yeah.
Even if it's one and then this.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's really great.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But we definitely recommend that you go see it.
Yes.
We'll try to get another podcast up before Halloween.
Yes.
If we can.
Maybe we'll podcast a little bit on Halloween.
Yeah, maybe.
We could do that. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
If you come over early or whatever.
Yeah, we can do that.
So, until then.
Yep.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.